For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. The question of who will pay for the failed V.C. Summer nuclear reactor project is now in the hands of the 7-member South Carolina Public Service Commission, the state's official utility rate-setting authority. Last week, the PSC completed 3 weeks of contentious hearings on how much South Carolina Electric and Gas should be allowed to charge its over 700,000 electric ratepayers for the abandoned reactors. They've already paid in over $2 billion. Ever since the $9 billion nuclear project was scrubbed in the summer of 2017, a little-known state law has allowed SCNG to continue to charge for the project. The state legislature repealed that law earlier this year and instructed the PSC to set a new permanent rate. Most lawmakers were outraged with the V.C. summer failure and accused SCNG officials of concealing from state regulators for years that the expensive project was in trouble. During this month's hearings, the company disputed those claims. Atlanta attorney David Balser, representing SCNG, made the case that the state's utility watchdog office, the ORS, bears a share of the blame for going along with the 9 years of rate hikes the company was allowed to charge.
ORS has concocted a false narrative that SCNG concealed material information about the project from ORS and from the commission. The evidence in this proceeding will show that ORS knew everything about this project.
But Columbia attorney Matthew Richardson, representing the state ORS, argued the PSC should disallow most of the SCNG charges.
But it wasn't just a failed project. It was the fraudulent acts that I'm going to talk about in 2015 that needlessly cost us billions of dollars. We're not here for punishment. We know that. We're here asking for a permanent electric rate that is just and reasonable.
For the first time, SCNG officials acknowledged the project was mishandled, but continued to blame the bankruptcy of lead contractor Westinghouse for its failure. Here's SCNG CEO Jimmy Addison being questioned by attorney John Kaufman representing the AARP.
You don't believe that SCNG is completely to blame. You primarily point the finger at Westinghouse.
I don't think any of us would be in this room if Westinghouse had fulfilled their contract.
Two former SCNG officials testified that the utility intentionally misled the PSC starting in 2015 in an effort to save the project and to be able to continue to charge for it. Carlette Walker is a former vice president at Scana Corp, SCNG's parent company.
There was an orchestrated effort to get me out of the company because they knew I was not going to go along with their decision to lie about the project, to manipulate the stock price, and to maximize their short and long-term bonuses.
A second major decision the PSC must make by next month is whether or not to approve Virginia-based Dominion Energy's $15 billion bid to buy Scana. Dominion CEO Thomas Farrell testified that in order to afford the purchase, the commission must allow Dominion to continue to charge for some of the abandoned project.
We didn't have anything to do with what happened at summer. We're trying to provide a proposal here that brings billions and billions and billions of dollars of benefits to SCENG's customers. We can only do that if the cash flows are available to pay the bonds and keep the credit ratings.
In a related development, Scana announced over the weekend that it has agreed to settle a $2 billion lawsuit with a group of customers seeking their money back. The proposed settlement requires court approval. While the PSC has until December 21st to set a permanent rate that SCNG can charge for V.C. Summer, most observers predict the decision will in all likelihood be challenged in court. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.